This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles, coming to you from an altitude of 5,280 feet with a guest that I'm super excited to have on the podcast today. And I want to say before we start out, thank you so much for so many people that have been listening to and downloading the podcast. Make sure you hit subscribe if you're a listener so you never miss any Mile High Tick. That's at www.milehighchiro.org. And you can hit subscribe on iTunes or any of the places that this is broadcasted to or where you listen to or watch it, whether it's audio or video. And we look forward to seeing you also at Mile High, August 20th to 23rd, 2020. Make sure you mark it in your calendar in red that you're going to be there. You want to rise up with us and help elevate chiropractic. Now, the guest that we have on this episode is actually one of the first, one of the few, there's about two people that we've had on our podcast that are not chiropractors, maybe three. And however, he's so passionate about chiropractic. I've heard him speak so many times. His book is phenomenal. I'm so thrilled to have him here and be part of, you know, supporting the chiropractic community, being healthy, and also helping people find chiropractic care. He's brilliant, and his message is so vital for us. And that's Dr. Jack Wolfson. He's a board-certified cardiologist. He's a fellow of the American College of Cardiology. He's emerged as one of the world's leading holistic natural cardiologists. He was a Natural Choice Award winner in the Holistic MD category for Natural Awakenings magazine. He's been featured on NBC, CNN. He's spoken at so many chiropractic events. And prior to actually opening Wolfson Integrative Cardiology in Arizona, where actually he is my current cardiologist, and I'm so grateful for him helping me optimize my health after what I've been through, and he's been there to support me. But before that, he was chairman of the Department of Medicine and director of cardiac rehabilitation at Paradise Valley Hospital in Arizona. And he is the author of The Paleo Cardiologist. This book here, which I have read twice and have been going through and adopting as much as I can. And I'm grateful for his message. So welcome to the podcast, Dr. Jack.
Thank you so much, Dr. Danny. It's a pleasure to be on, pleasure to really, you know, to speak to so many people that you're in touch with. I know that you have such great connections, and I really think together getting messages like this out, getting this information out is really how we're going to take over the healthcare of the world and get out of the sickness model that I came from. And again, really work to have people live their best and healthiest and longest lives.
Yes. And I love how much you're on fire and have a passion for that. And you did not always live in that world. Your father was the first, if I'm correct, if I'm wrong, was the first osteopath at Cleveland Clinic, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, he was the first. He was the first DO allowed at the Cleveland Clinic in 1970, which is where I was born, which makes me 49 years old. And he then went on. He became the first DO at the University of Iowa in the Department of Cardiology. And he was a very, very successful cardiologist. And I wanted to follow right in his footsteps. He was my childhood hero and exactly who I wanted to be like. And I became that. And I went through 4 years of medical school, 3 years of internal medicine, 3 years of cardiology. And then I was a couple years on the job. And I just saw so much sickness. I saw so much sickness in the hospitals and in my office. And I saw sickness in my own family, including my own father, who would eventually come down with a Parkinson's-like disease. And we take him to the Mayo Clinic, where they label him with something called progressive supranuclear palsy, or PSP. It's a rare Parkinson's-like illness. And at the Mayo Clinic, they say there's no treatment for your father. We have no idea why your father's sick. And he'll be dead within 3 years. And At that time, I was serendipitously introduced to a young woman who she's beautiful and she's brilliant and is a doctor of chiropractic. And she said to me, I'll tell you exactly why your father's sick. Your father ate, terrible food. He led a very unhealthy lifestyle. He, wasn't getting good sleep and he wasn't getting good sunshine. Obviously, as a cardiologist in Chicago, how much sunshine do you get? He was under a lot of stress. He drank too much alcohol. He took the neurobrain toxin known as Lipitor, like every good cardiologist should, supposedly. Certainly he's not under chiropractic care. That's why your father is dying. And what she said made perfect sense. Most cardiologists, of course, would run from someone who says that, but obviously it challenges everything we've ever learned. It challenges our financial situation and our revenue, trying to, really change that thought process. But I listened. I listened, number one, because my wife is smoking hot. And number two, I listened again because it just made sense. The Mayo Clinic had no answers. And this 20-something year old, newly graduated doctor of chiropractic had all the reasons why my father was sick. So I made the change, eventually started my own practice, wrote the book, on, and the rest is history.
It's amazing. That's amazing. And I'm so grateful for all the help that you're giving to patients, to chiropractors, and helping be part of leading a shift in healthcare, because we're all in this together relative to the world's view of health, and we have to be the solution together. With that, I got to ask this question, and I remember this from your book, was what you phrased it as the religion of health. How is that received when your peers start shifting your consciousness or point of view?
Well, once again, these ideas that we have or ideals that we have or our concept of health and wellness, the chiropractic concept of health and wellness is not embraced in the medical community, obviously.
Right.
For over 100 years, the medical doctors have been brainwashed into a certain way of thinking that doesn't allow for the idea of prevention and for what really causes illness or not natural remedies and solutions or physical manipulation, osteopathic manipulation, the chiropractic adjustment. We're just not allowed to think that way. Right. And when you do so, again, you risk ostracization by your medical peers, by the medical governing boards, by the insurance companies, by the pharmaceutical industry. That's really what keeps us in line. So it's no surprise that traditional medical doctors really try and minimize or again ostracize people like me that think outside of the traditional medical model right now, to keep us in line. And that's okay, because listen, we're going to keep speaking our truth. The truth is going to win. And it's a very exciting time to be part of it. So I'm happy to be on here with you and sharing that message. That's why I wrote the book. Chapter 14 is called The Wonders of Chiropractic, on why all of my patients have to be under chiropractic care, on how chiropractic helps specifically for cardiology patients, and fundamentally why I believe that the doctor of chiropractic should be the go-to in the community for health and wellness. And I think that for primary care, if you will, it shouldn't be some medical doctor with a prescription pad. Your primary care doctor should be your doctor of chiropractic.
Absolutely. That's music to hear. And I've got to say, it's so important that we have that shift and that paradigm. I want to say, while we're early in this interview, I'd like to say, where people can learn more about Drs. Wolfson. I don't want to wait till the end. I want to say it now so people look. thedrswolfson.com is where you can learn more. Your blog is phenomenal. I've spent a lot of time on that and watching different videos. And just so people can know, I highly recommend, if you're going to carry a book in your office for patients to learn about health that you don't do so they can be empowered because you have a different clinical focus, I mean, I would have this in your office available to people. Just what's the easiest way for people to get that so we can cover that and then move on? How can they find this?
Well, let me say this, is that if people email me, just send me an email to contact@thedrswolfson.com, and doctors is abbreviated DRS. And from there, maybe reach out and say, hey, listen, I heard you and, Dr. Daniel on Mile High, chiropractic podcast. I'd like more information about how I can carry your book. Because what I'd like to do is, I mean, my goal is to get my book into as many hands as possible. My goal is to get people in your office to understand that the doctor of chiropractic, again, is just more than headaches, neck, and back pain. That I believe as a cardiologist, and I believe the literature supports this, and my lectures support this, that chiropractic care helps with high blood pressure and cholesterol and coronary artery disease and atrial fibrillation and cardiomyopathy. So what I try and do also is that I want these doctors to have the lecture material available to either do an in-person event, which I think is the best way to get the message out there, or it can be an online webinar or a Facebook Live. Let me work with you to give you the information that I've already created to get this message to your community. And in doing so, yeah, if you have a case of books that I prefer you to sell, my book. Because when you sell things, people read it. When you give things away for free, maybe not so much. But Dr. Dan, that's pretty much the way that I'd like to do it. Certainly, people can go to the website, thedrswolfson.com. I've got tons of heart health information on there. I've got blogs about chiropractic and heart health as well, and I've got videos. And I love putting the information out there. That's how we're gonna win. That's how we're gonna defeat the pharmaceutical industry. The social media has given us that platform as of now. Who knows what social media will be like tomorrow for those of us in the health and wellness space. But as of today, this is our essentially free platform to be able to get our message out against Big Pharma. And they've got billions, obviously hundreds of billions of dollars. Dr. Dan, I was reading this morning actually that one drug for a company called AbbVie Pharmaceuticals. The drug is called Humira, which is licensed for people to use for rheumatoid arthritis and or psoriasis, generates $20 billion of revenue in a year. One drug.
Wow. Wow.
And it's a toxic drug. Toxic.
And then you think, like, how does the little chiropractic office, the little holistic medical doctor, like, fight that? Right. And we've got to together get our message out. It's only one drug. There's many that do much more than that. Right. And it's a machine. Right. So on that, I'll tell you, I've learned a little bit about your food recommendations. I learned something new when I went to see you, because I will tell you, I was a typical chiropractic patient. For people that, you know, most people who are watching this know about my health history, know about my cardiac emergency, and that I gratefully lived through it, and it was miraculous. I do credit to a great degree chiropractic care and my healthy lifestyle up till then to being survive it, as you know, that I was in a more adaptive state than I would have been if that was not part of my lifestyle for, 30 plus years. But I had never thought of that. Here is this cardiologist, Dr. Wolfson, and his outlook is our outlook, but for the cardiovascular system. That his outlook is, let's optimize your body so your cardiovascular system, serves you. Most people, like chiropractors, so often, I'm optimizing the spine, get your checks your spine, but then how often do they actually check anything else for their health? And say, well, I've got to optimize my whole body. It's something that we need to do better if we want to. I've seen a lot of chiropractors die early for not taking care of their health, and just saying, well, just getting adjusted is it, versus you doing things to actually optimize every aspect of your body so your spine and nervous system does have something good to work with, right? So I want to ask you this, but you were not always health and wellness oriented. What, like, neither was I. What, growing up in Ohio, what was your food regimen like as a kid?
Well, it was the SAD diet, a standard American diet, pure junk food. I can go on about it for quite a while. But, you know, my impetus for, you know, for changing really, you know, in the beginning, really boiled down to, wait a second, we're not able to save my father. It was too late for my father. We got him under chiropractic care. We tried to do the things that we could, but it was just too late to save my dad. And it became apparent that I didn't want this to happen to me. Right. So I needed a radical change of my diet and my lifestyle and get under chiropractic care. And that's what I did. I really dove into all the medical literature, all the books that I could find on health and wellness, meeting with doctors of chiropractic, meeting with holistic physicians, going to some of these conferences, really upping my game on the health and wellness space. And that's what I did. And that's where all the changes occurred. And, you know, back to kind of like, you know, the whole, you know, just getting this information out there. When I, you know, when I, Danny, my first day in practice in 2002, July 15th, 2002, I saw 65 patients on my first day.
Wow.
That is the insurance cardiology model. Now, when I met Dr. Heather, she was just brand new in practice. She opened up her own practice, and one by one, she was getting new patients. But one of the most effective ways she did it is just the office talk. And I went to her office talk, and there were 10 people there, and she signed up all 10 to become patients. And I was blown away, number one, that somebody needed to do this to get new patients, because I thought new patients just kind of like just came into your door, you know, again, just because. And so to see what she was doing was really exciting. So I really encourage chiropractors to go back to that model of those kind of lay lectures, the public lectures. And again, that's something I'm very passionate about helping with. And as far as, you know, Dr. Dan, you know, I love getting this information out there. I know I kind of, you know, once in a while I'll come across an article that I really think is pertinent to you and your community. And I see so many chiropractors in my practice, because again, for a variety of reasons, we just forget about that health and wellness lifestyle. I think 125 years ago, when chiropractic was discovered, and DD and BJ and some of the early pioneers, really all you needed was the adjustment. But now the world is so sick, so polluted, so many different factors that go into your current health situation. What was your parents' health like? Both your parents' health like before you were even conceived, and then what was health like in the womb, and then your early formative years? Like, we've got a lot of catching up to do. And really, that's where I think, again, the doctors of chiropractic need to lead the way. But finally, you know, like I sent you that link, you know, most recently about stress leading and increasing the risk of heart infections. Like, who would even think about that when you're under constant stress? That's why I wrote a whole chapter in my book called One Nation Under Prozac, and it's all about stress, anxiety, depression, and cardiovascular disease. It's a major problem.
Well, and I gotta tell you, it was a page turner for me, because I had just gone through everything. I said, and a chiropractor actually sent it to me, if I remember right. So I said, all right, I'll read this. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing. It's exactly what I teach. I love that this, your chapter 14, you started it with medicine is the study of disease. This is one of my favorite Palmer quotes. Medicine is the study of disease and what causes man to die. Chiropractic is the study of health and causes man to live. And, you know, we need to do that, not just with chiropractic, but everything, and study the areas that cause us to focus on that positive outcome. So it completely changed my progress. Like, I'm now on a path to optimize my health. I already thought I did, but like, I'm raising the bar. Just like you said, I've like had this experience. So, hey, if I'm going to practice what I preach for, you know, 30 years, I have to raise the bar for myself, because for my family. So I want to ask you this. So for chiropractors that are listening to this, what is the relationship And for patients that are listening to this too, obviously too, what's the relationship between chiropractic and their heart?
Well, one of the anatomy drawings that I show in my book is again how the brain is attached to every organ in the body, including the heart, through what's called the autonomic nervous system. The sympathetic and parasympathetic branches need to be in balance. So between the brain and the heart, again, and the heart and the brain, this communication superhighway should be happening essentially at light speed, and it is not. And it's not for a variety of reasons, including vertebral subluxations. So if you were in a car accident when you were 16, or fell out of a tree when you were 6, or you were traveling at 26 and someone opened up the overhead bin and a suitcase fell on your head, or just living on planet Earth or coming out of the birth canal, on and on and on, that is why you need chiropractic. So with that being said, we want to make sure, again, because that communication superhighway runs in the cervical spine. So if you do not have a good functioning cervical spine, you're in major trouble. Now, chiropractic is proven to increase heart rate variability. That's very important for heart health in dozens of studies. Chiropractic is proven to lower inflammation, oxidative stress. That's certainly heart healthy and total body healthy. Chiropractic is proven to lower blood pressure 17 points on the top and 10 on the bottom. That's as good or better than any pharmaceutical on the market. And finally, when it comes to chiropractic helps and is proven to affect the immune system in a positive way. And so much of cardiovascular disease is autoimmune, which is not something you're going to hear from the average cardiologist, but there are plenty of us out there who understand this concept that, again, it is how the immune system affects the arteries, the heart muscle itself, the atria, the ventricles. It's all part and parcel. So again, that's why I feel so passionate about saying to all my patients, you have to be under chiropractic care. Now, the beautiful thing about this, Danny, too, is that of course, you say this, Dr. Jack, because your wife's a chiropractor, you want to fill up her practice. Well, here's the news. My wife is not practicing. And once she does, she sees a handful of pediatrics. So I'm not trying to fill up her practice. I'm trying to fill up everybody else's practice, because again, that is how we are going to improve the world.
Yeah. And the world does need us. I mean, we need to be all in on this together. I want to ask you more things for our audience about toxicity and food and relationship to the heart. But first, while we're on this topic, relative to chiropractic, for listeners, a lot of listeners, have been, the amount when all of that happened with me, with having the abnormal valve that we didn't know and the infection and then having a stroke follow up, a lot of listeners followed that. I got to tell you how many messages I got from chiropractors to go see you. I mean, I got so many with that. And so I finally did. Is there anything that you feel comfortable, want to share relative to what you saw was my situation, just for listeners?
Well, let me say this. First and foremost, I do believe and agree with you that the lifestyle you had led for so many years and being under chiropractic care undoubtedly protected you in this scenario. I mean, can you imagine when you were first diagnosed, you had been having symptoms for a while.
Right.
I believe it was maybe like a month or so.
Right.
And by the time you got to the hospital, your heart valve was just like wide open in leakage. So the fact that your body, Danny Knoll's body, could withstand that kind of heart stress and kind of like, okay, I'm going to go into the hospital now. Really, again, I think it's a testament to everywhere you were before that. So I think that, again, for your personal situation, that was helpful. Undoubtedly, having chiropractic care while you were in the hospital, as soon as you got out of the hospital, and following the chiropractic lifestyle, which my book is called The Paleo Cardiologist. And I think the paleo lifestyle, sunshine, sleep, stress avoidance, toxin avoidance, is so similar, if not the exact same, as the chiropractic lifestyle. Right. I think if we were talking to, you know, BJ and asking him and saying, hey, what do you think about the importance of sunshine and sleep? And I mean, I haven't read, you know, the green books and some of the early literature. Maybe he talked about it then, but I think he would have just said, that's just commonsensical, you know, behavior. Or maybe back in the day, it was obvious everybody in his day was getting sunshine. And now we don't, of course, we all live indoors.
But, and that's something that in chiropractic philosophy and green books, he would talk about stack the constructor survival values and limit or minimize your destructor survival values. The constructive things you do for your health, stack those up and limit the destructive things. And so I did that to a degree. One of the things when I was in the hospital, I've been exercising 6 days a week at 4 a.m. for 20 years. Like, well, that's just saved your life too. Like, that was a constructive survival value, you know, in addition to chiropractic care. But I've learned so much from you that I wasn't doing. So like the sun, like you talked about how important the sun is for your heart. Like now when I get up in the morning, I go into a hot tub and while the sun's coming down, I sit and get a few minutes of sun as when I do my morning meditation. I was not aware of that before. And so many things in your book were like, well, this is something to stack up the constructive things for a person's health that are vital that I did not know about. So like upping your game of how can you, because if you want to serve people, right, whether a medical doctor, a holistic physician of some kind, a chiropractor, if you want to serve people, you've got to be healthy. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to do it, right? So,
well, you know, also is that, and then obviously once we started working together, and I think, you know, once again, the sleep factor is so important. To make sure that ideally we go to sleep with the sundown, we wake up before the sunrise, we, you know, spend the day trying to get the sunshine that we can, avoiding the chemicals, avoiding the stress, and being active out there. And I think also this concept that you and I talked about is that, you know, your message, Danny, is so powerful. Your knowledge, your training, and one of my best friends in Arizona, Dr. Keith Smiegel, is a network chiropractor, and I've been under his care for years as well. And one of the things I pointed out to you is that travel is so difficult as well. It's just difficult on you mentally, and it's really difficult on you physically, and you're not going to sleep, and you're not going to get the good food. So I guess also kind of choose your travels wisely. And I will say, obviously, the speaker list at Mile High Chiropractic is an event that you need to travel to, and I wholeheartedly support that. But again, sometimes we need to really, you know, limit, if you will, maybe some of these extra things that we don't necessarily need to go to. I do love chiropractic events to really recharge, you know, the batteries. It recharges my batteries, you know, when I go, just hearing the powerful speakers that are there. And then finally, Danny, also, I think for your particular case, what I also was able to provide a lot of value with over and above the book is the ability to do the most advanced testing in the world. And for any chiropractors that are interested in also performing some of the tests that I do and getting some of my teachings with that, number one, I'm going to be having a live event in Arizona coming up in March. So anyone who's interested, obviously I'll get the information out to you about that, about how I can teach you a lot of the cardiovascular knowledge. I mean, listen, the world needs more chiropractors that are adjusting 75-100 people a day. The world needs more functional chiropractors, and I'm certainly interested in teaching those people. So contact at the Doctors Wolfson is a great way to get in touch with me again to learn more about bringing laboratory medicine to your practice and bringing the live event capability, more of that functional side. And I know, of course, there's so much debate, Danny, amongst chiropractors. Are we going to be straight chiropractors? Are there going to be mixers? And again, I personally think, since I've got the microphone right now, that the world needs a lot more of both.
I got it. I mean, I think the world needs more chiropractors, period. And I think they need more cardiologists and other medical professionals with other focuses like you, you know, for sure. Because the world is, well, the world's not going anywhere. We're going somewhere if we don't make changes, you know, in terms of that. So with that, a question I like to ask for our audience, what do you feel, talk about what the food plan is for health?
Well, I think, you know, once again, it's living that hunter-gatherer lifestyle. Everybody spends so much time debating, is it paleo, is it keto, is it vegan, is it vegetarian, is it Mediterranean? You know, once again, you know, we don't have to, you know, ask a lion or a tiger what they eat. We just know what they eat. They know what to eat. They don't need to follow any book or food pyramid or government plan. We need to follow the wisdom of Mother Nature. And we've been hunter-gatherers for millions of years. Every society in the history of the world has been a meat and or seafood eater. I don't think there's anything healthier than eating meat and or seafood. And I eat both. I do eat plants as well. You know, quite simply, what I would tell everybody who's listening is if you follow two things, I think you'll be in a great place to start. Number one, always be organic. Always. And that's how I am. I'm always organic. I never fall off that. I don't follow the 80-20 rule, the 90-10 rule. I follow one rule and it's organic. And the second thing is I'm always gluten-free. I'm always gluten-free. I've just seen the ravages of gluten, the laboratory data related to gluten, and I hold myself to a higher standard. I don't want to die like my father did. I'm not going to.
And I'm grateful that you're not. We want you here for a long time. And that was another area of a constructor survival value that I learned from the book that I had no idea, because you hit this hard, which was the role that toxicity played in health. I was really surprised by that.
Well, it's just, the literature on, because just like you just said, you know, everybody runs to the whole diet thing. But is diet any more important than sleep? No, probably less important. Is diet any more important than sunshine? Probably less important. Is diet any more important than physical activity? Is diet any more important than stress? Is diet any more important than chiropractic care? Is diet any more important than pollution and chemicals and environmental toxicity? No. Air pollution, outdoor air pollution, indoor air pollution, EMF, all of the electromagnetic fields that we are surrounded by, from cell phones to technology like you and I are on right now, Wi-Fi, 5G, this is horrible. And then my latest thing that I've been really, really in depth about over the last 6 months has been indoor mold and how mold affects the total body, but certainly the cardiovascular system. So again, I think there's so many different facets. And again, the medical community is not talking about this. This is the perfect time for the doctor of chiropractic to let their community know that this is the way. The answer is not Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor. The answer is not blood pressure drugs. The answer is not antibiotics. You know, the answer is wellness. It's the wellness side. It's everything that the chiropractor has been taught over the last 125 years. And I love saying this when I speak to, you know, especially, you know, doctors of chiropractic and to the students, like, you're right and we're wrong. And I admit that, and that's okay. And let's move on and let's make the world a better place.
Yeah, and that's got to be the common we that we have together. I could ask you lots of questions. I'm actually thinking, what's an area about heart health that you think is vital for people to know other than diet and toxicity and sleep?
Well, I think, you know, once again, is that, you mentioned, you know, meditation, just this whole stress factor is so, so bad with, stress, anxiety, depression, anger, markedly increases your risk of heart attack, stroke, and dying from cardiac disease. So the ability to go for a walk, the ability to go outside in nature for physical activity, to meditate, to go for a massage or yoga. Danny, let me tell you one more thing too, you know, real quick, because I don't want to miss this. This is a great story. Both my boys play soccer. My 12-year-old, I drop him off at soccer practice, and he's got a new coach a couple months ago. And this is out here, you know, in the Aspen, Colorado area. And I'm talking to the coach and I'm like, hey, what's your story? You know, what brought you out here? You know, and I was just trying to see who my son's coach is. He's a pretty young guy. And he said, well, you know, I was, you know, I didn't know what I wanted to do for a couple of years. And I had studied some pre-med stuff. And then I actually decided to go to chiropractic school. So I am a chiropractor. And I decided to volunteer as the kid's soccer coach. So he had no idea who I was or anything. And I said, chiropractic, really? I said, do you believe in chiropractic? And he looked at me. I mean, because I was just trying to, you know, bust his chops a little bit. He looked at me. He said, yeah, chiropractic makes you feel good. And I thought to myself, you know, briefly and a lot since then, I said, what a statement to make.
Yeah.
Chiropractic makes you feel good. So many times doctors of chiropractic and those who promote chiropractic like I do, and again, so many others, we try and talk about the science. We try and talk about the philosophy. We try and talk about all these things. And that's all very important. Like I can sit up here and say, I can tell you exactly, I could talk to you for an hour on why chiropractic helps lower your cholesterol and improve your numbers. I could do all that, obviously. I can go all, you know, deep medical and research, and I could do all that biochemically. But the fundamental idea that this guy just comes back and says, chiropractic just makes you feel good. That's really the thing. And I'm like, and I said to him, like, oh, listen, I'm Jack Wolfson. I wrote this book, you know, and he's like, oh, I know who you are. Yeah, you know, yada, yada. And I said, you know, just the way you put it so succinctly, every time I walk out of the chiropractor's office, I feel good. Every time. If I would challenge anyone listening, how do you feel when you walk out of the medical doctor's office? You know, do the cholesterol drugs, blood pressure drugs, diabetes drugs, do they make you feel better? You know, do you feel better after you just sat in that office for an hour waiting to see the doctor for a 5-minute appointment? You feel better? You know, so really, really cool story that I encountered. So I just wanted to share that.
And there's a big part of that where you talked about stress, and feeling good when you're not feeling at your best. That makes things more stressful. It contributes to stress when you are, you know, in a lot of pain or even discomfort. It makes it, you know, gears aren't sliding as well in life.
Well, pain is a horrible thing. Pain doubles your risk of hypertension. Pain increases the risk of you know, pretty much all cardiovascular disease. So being in pain is a major problem. I suggest to anybody to get out of pain and do it naturally with, you know, starting with your doctor of chiropractic. And I think, listen, you know, as you've talked about before, there's a time and a place for modern emergency medicine. No one's going to doubt that. But, you know, Danny, I've often said this before as well, is that take your average 55-year-old guy. He's in the midst of a heart attack and he shows up in the emergency room, and let's say there's two options, because the final thing is he's going to wind up in the midst of a heart attack and he's going to go get an angiogram, an angioplasty, a balloon, a stent, and open up that artery. But I think that if a chiropractor was in the emergency room and was able to adjust that person before they went in for the angiogram, they would go on with the conventional cardiology stuff, I think that the adjusted person would do better. I think that, again, just as what happened with you, that the well-adjusted person will have better outcomes.
Right.
Do I think that study is going to happen anytime soon? I don't. But I think it would be of tremendous, tremendous value.
Well, and it's simple. When you're in a more adaptive state, you have better outcomes for anything that's a stress or a difficulty, you know, that you are have to navigate, you know. And then I will say the same thing. If you have a less than optimal cardiovascular system, you're not going to optimize, you know, you're not going to respond optimally, right? You know, if you put a population one way or the other, that has not heart healthy overall, even if they do lots of other, you know, constructive things for their health. So, another area that I ask, this is one that chiropractors deal with patients so much, and patients listening to this to do with, which is the cholesterol myth. What are your thoughts with cholesterol?
Well, cholesterol, I felt so strongly about it. I made a chapter one of my book, and with cholesterol, it's like, you know, every animal species on planet Earth makes cholesterol, and we all do so for a reason, and we have to understand why we do it. And there is a sweet spot for cholesterol levels in the body, and we don't want to achieve that with pharmaceuticals. We want to achieve it with a healthy lifestyle and healthy nutrition. So again, if I go back to the autonomic nervous system and how the brain innervates the liver, for example, and the liver is where the vast majority of cholesterol and LDLs and HDLs, that's where they're all made, is in the liver. And if we have a healthy autonomic nervous system as regulated by the chiropractic adjustment, then we're going to help our body produce the amount of cholesterol and lipoproteins that we need, and then allow the body to clear out the old particles from our bloodstream that we no longer need. So again, there's a purpose for cholesterol, and the answer to heart health is certainly not in the pharmacy.
Yeah. And one other question before you wrap up, I'd like to ask this, because chiropractors will rattle off if you wanted to check your spine, these are the tests to do, right? So whatever they might be versus their particular philosophical analytical approach. However, if someone wants to make sure their heart is healthy, right? Other than chiropractic, I don't want to talk about chiropractic. They want to take care of their make sure their heart is healthy, or is in a place where they're going to better adapt to a negative outcome 5 years or 10 years down the road. What tests do they want to monitor?
Well, I'm a big testing guy. Again, I'm not Dr. Danny Knowles. I can't use my hands. Although I am a DO by training, and I did learn to use my hands, but I knew I wanted to be a cardiologist, and it just wasn't really something I was interested in. Although my wife has gotten me back into using my hands on her, and I don't do it on patients. I send in professionals like you. But really, I've got, on the website, for example, on the drswolfson.com/tests, that's where you can find all of the advanced cardiovascular tests that I recommend. You can find that all there at the drswolfson.com/tests. And then I've also got another one called the drswolfson.com/cardiovascular tests. And you can see the stuff that I recommend. But again, if anyone's interested personally, contact at the Drs. Wolfson, and I'll be happy to help you out, because I'm just one holistic cardiologist in Arizona, and there's not many other cardiologists like me. So therefore, I need people like you and doctors like you to really help to get that message out there.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to make sure people get that link so they know that they can monitor their heart, you know, make sure it's optimal. I will tell you, I'm a big proponent in the chiropractic world. Not everybody thinks the same way as me. I'm a big proponent of any chiropractor making sure they have objective tests in addition to their hands. I mean, I'm great with my hands, but I want to have objective outcomes to see that the person is changing. I want to make sure I'm not missing anything. I want to make sure I'm holding myself accountable. And I think all chiropractors need to raise the bar to do that. And, you know, big on tests with cardiovascular system. I know, for example, like lit up in my world that I didn't know my inflammation was off the chart. You know, I thought, how could I have high inflammation? But there were other things in my life that, you know, and people need to know that and take care of themselves, and help their patients be able to take care of themselves.
Yeah, I think also certainly for, you know, and I know that your knowledge base has been increased so much by the testing that we did. I would encourage any DC to get tested on themselves to see where their faults lie, so we don't lose any more of the good people. And I know that we've lost too many of the good people too young. So that's where I think testing comes in. I think we need to embrace every holistic modality possible. I know, you know, as an outsider looking in, that there are some purists amongst the doctors of chiropractic, but my personal opinion is that anytime we can embrace again non-invasive, non-toxic, non-radiation based tests, I think that adds to our toolbox, and I think also helps to win over some of the people that are in the medical community to say, hey, listen, we're over here as holistic doctors, and we're talking about nutrition, we're talking about lifestyle, the foundation is still the chiropractic adjustment, but we're also getting a lot of objective data, which we can also use to say, okay, now you're following the lifestyle, now you're following the nutrition, now you're getting adjusted, and now look how much better your numbers look.
Right. Right.
What's the matter with that?
Well, and a new phrase that I've coined that I say, I mean, maybe someone else said it before, I don't know if I was the first, but I've said in my practice now more since this, is that what you don't see and don't feel can be hurting you. There can be things going on that you don't see and don't feel that are impacting your body for the negative. Subluxation is one of them. An abnormal heart valve is one of them. You know, you wouldn't have known. And also there are things that you don't see and don't feel that can be helping you. There are things that, for example, you've recommended to me that I may not feel the changes, but I want to test that are they changing? Because I may not, you know, drink something and feel like, oh, now I feel like Popeye, but I want to make sure that in an objective way, I'm moving in the direction we want to. Like that's a clinical necessity as a healthcare provider.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we all know people who look like rock stars, who look like they, again, aesthetically, they were built. They looked good. They said they felt good. And then they woke up one day and they had a massive heart attack, or they were diagnosed with cancer, or they didn't wake up at all. There's too many of those stories. And that's, again, where the advanced testing can really look under the hood. And we do so not with a CT scan of your chest or some kind of nuclear radiation test that I used to perform. We do so, again, with the most advanced blood and urine and saliva, whatever modalities we use, again, to really see where things are at. And then we can take it to ourselves or take it to our patients and say, you know, this is why you need to follow the plan. Just like you guys, maybe, you know, a lot of chiropractors would do x-rays and you would show this to the patient and say, you know, this is what the problems are. You know, look at your cervical spine, look at the curve, look at your thoracics, look at the lumbars, look at what's going on here. And when we find these abnormalities, then we say, you know, do you understand that these areas of subluxations in your thoracic spine are definitely provoking your atrial fibrillation? And that is a light bulb off in any person's mind.
Right.
When you're able to explain, wait a second, millions of people are suffering from this abnormal heart rhythm, atrial fibrillation. The medical doctors only say that there's surgical and pharmaceutical approaches. And now I got to take this blood thinner for life. And you, the doctor of chiropractic, you listen to this crazy cardiologist, Jack Wolfson, who is an awesome cardiologist. Phoenix, Arizona is one of Arizona's top docs with all the credentials. He met his wife and he went off the deep end. You're saying that chiropractic can help atrial fibrillation? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. And we need to all be able to educate our patients, both Dr. Wolfson's patients and cardiology patients and our patients for what needs to do for them to change their life. It's there's no panacea. There's no one panacea. It's heart health is contributing factors. And we've got to stack those constructive survival values for sure. So I'm going to put all the links that you talked about in this blog post, because I don't want anybody to subluxate themselves while they're driving and listening to this by typing or subluxating anybody else by having an accident and writing down the links. We'll put those all in the blog notes so people can have them there when they share it. And this will be, I'm sure, one of our most listened to iTunes podcast. Is there anything else that you would like to share in terms of how people can reach you and also your upcoming event that you're having?
Go ahead, email me a contact at the Doctors Wolfson. I'm still in the planning stages of the one-day event. So anybody who really wants to up their game, maybe it's for personal use and they want to go deep dive, maybe they're going to use it in their practice, whatever. I just want to help. I want to help get the message out there. I want to help let everybody know that, again, the doctor of chiropractic is the doctor of cause. go see your doctor of cause. And that's the place where you need to start. And again, I think that once again, you know, the doctor of chiropractic is obviously highly trained, a four-year, you know, education and a doctorate. And the doctor of chiropractic will know, hey, listen, you know what? I think that maybe you need to see a specialist in this particular area and go ahead and move on. But I think once again, wellness starts at the chiropractor's office.
And what I'm echoing that, what I would like to make sure people who watch this learn is that cardiology does not necessarily have to be, or any other healthcare area, about putting people back together or when they're too late or too far along and then putting them on drugs and recommending surgery. You can, you know, work with someone in the cardiology world like Dr. Wolfson does to optimize the heart before there's a challenge. Like, isn't that our philosophy, right? And go to someone that can do that. And you guys have the wisdom to do that as chiropractors. But, you know, I've seen in this past couple of years, I've seen some very dear friends or chiropractors pass away. Dr. Michael Solomon, he was in Arizona. He was a dear friend. He had a cardiology problem about a year ago. And then also Andy Roberts was a well-known chiropractor, was a dear friend, a leader. And he had atrial fib, and, you know, we don't want to see more. And I could list a lot more. And we need to be there. And if we're not taking care of people appropriately, or taking care of ourselves appropriately, we're not going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's kind of like on the airplane, you know, when the mask comes down, you put it on yourself first. You got to take care of yourself first before you can take care of everybody else. And that just, it just flows from you. And it's a very exciting, exciting thing. And again, I'm so passionate about the idea, again, of helping DCs, really assume that mantle as the leader in health and wellness. So yeah, I can help.
Thank you. Thank you so much. The patients you're helping and the doctors you're helping, and helping them also be more educated, even if they don't do any of this in their practice, that they're being more educated to put points in the right direction. So I am so grateful for that. And that being said, if you should enjoy this podcast, share it with someone else, whether it's on iTunes or Stitcher or YouTube or any of the channels that this is on. And we look forward to seeing people at Mile High in August 20th to 23rd, 2020. And, Dr. Jack Wolfson will have the links of how to find him in Arizona in his book. And there's this great article that he shared on stress. We'll put that on there. And anything else that he wants in there so you can connect with him. Because I'd like you to better be able to advise your practice members where to go, what to do, and who to get help from. So thank you.